The recording has started. You may proceed.
Thank you very much, Lee. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC XCOM call on 21st of February 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Ganga Hesbande, John Kerr, Juan Manuel Rojas, Consulate Ileleji, Sam LeFranco, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please mute your microphone when you're not speaking. Thank you very much, and over to you, John.
Thank you, Miriam. Did you say Raul as well?
I don't see Raul in the...
Yeah, he was on the... Yeah.
I'm here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Sorry about that, Raul. Yeah, so Raul Plomer as well. Thank you very much.
No worries. Hi, everybody. Thank you for the call. It's a bit early for me, but we have a lot to do. So, Sam, just before we start, are you staying with us for the 2 hours, or is there anybody that has to leave, and is there anything that we have to deal with before anyone leaves? That's the first question.
I think I can stay. I can work in the background with my mic off.
Oh, okay, great. All right, so no issues there. Great. So we'll just follow the agenda if everybody, anything, as we said. So the first thing we'd like to do is talk about the actions from the last meeting, so to make sure that we stay on track here. And I just want to point out that these actions should actually go on the Trello site so that we can always go to the Trello to track it, because right now I'm actually tracking it, but then I would have to send out an email. But I think essentially, Miriam, if I could ask you for our actions on the from the meetings, if they could go on Trello after the meeting, if within, let's say, 2 days, if that's possible. So that everyone can go to the Trello and check it. And I am assuming, hoping, everyone has a Trello account, as far as I know. Right, Raul?
Yes, as far as I know as well. Okay. I'm now trying to connect to the room with two separate computers with two different operating systems, and it's not working. It just says connecting ad infinitum.
No, you may want to restart your browser. A lot of times it works, or restart your computer. Thank you.
Right.
Okay, so let's just go through the actions very quickly. And by the way, I received Poncelet's report, but I didn't receive anybody else's report, written report, because I really wanted us to start to upload them to the website at some point, so people know that we are actually doing something. We do a lot of work, and I don't think that we've been focused on getting out there. So that's the next phase, is to do the next activities and communicate a lot more with our members. So if people could try to do that every month, that would be fantastic. Okay, so the first one is that Juan did an excellent job in at the intersessional. Yay! I think that the new logo, our activities really impressed people. There was a number of the business constituency came up and really congratulated us for the work. They were impressed that we had new members, more members, and that the rebranding, and that there was a lot of thought put into it, and they really liked that organizational structure. So that was great to get that feedback, because that was a risk that we were taking, really, doing that kind of work. But I think it's important for messaging for the community. So just wanted to say that. So thank you, Juan, on behalf of MPOC. So we worked together, both Juan and I, for the content, and everyone agreed with the content, so that was great. The outreach event in Puerto Rico, last time everyone says yes, we agreed to continue with that. Renata and I worked together, and Sam has had some comments on Skype, and so that's something that we have to look into, the wording, but at this point it's all sent out now, so we have to take those things into consideration, and I will bring it up to Renata as well and CSG. But that event, we've got a one organization, a big organization, and I can't remember the name of it, who has come on board to help us with the marketing. So that's going very well. Sorry, did I hear somebody want to speak? No. If anyone knows any organization, please feel free to send the Evite PDF out so that we can have a good turnout. Any questions so far about the event in Puerto Rico? No. Okay. So the next thing is the I think we've completed the action plan, the monthly report. Oh, Juan has something to say. Go ahead, Juan. Juan, you have your hand up. You may be on mute. Oh, he's typing. So while he's typing, I'll just continue. So I did provide the template. Now, that's just a guide. I mean, people can do what they want. It's just Ponce had asked for it, so and he did a good job in his response, so feel free to revise it. The pertinent thing is that we look at what it is that our jobs and responsibilities are, so I put that at the top so that it's always sort of there. So we didn't get the copies. Well, we'll do that. Miriam, if we could put as an action plan to have copies after our, just before we go to Puerto Rico, and I'll let you know when, copies of the two versions of the charter as well. But we're going to work on it before we go, so I'll let you know, or Raul will let you know when that's... when we should have those printed. So now, this is the one I did not know. Miriam, to put information on the wiki, I didn't know that we were supposed to supply the content. Makes sense. So that's something that we have to work on. So I'll answer your question in a second one. The next one... Yes, Raul asked me the last time to see if Stepato, or Stepsoso, which is the database developer that's doing the for the NCSG membership, they do not do website designs. So we will have to find someone. So that's actually an action to find a web designer. And we can still, I hope, apply for the funds that's there that for designing it. So we can work on that as well. And Raul and I completed the additional budget requirement and sent it off, and here we are at the next meeting. So any questions? Juan asked the question, what do we need to do to get ready for the PR outreach from MPOC's part? So this is, we've got the questions, we've got a speaker. So now it's just to send it out there and to invite organizations. That's the main thing, getting people in the room. But I also wanted to ask Raul in particular, if you wanted to talk about, if you feel comfortable, to talk about GDPR or anything like that, because that's such a big, I mean, you hear the policy yesterday and it came out of the intersessional, that's a big focus. Is that something you would want to do a bit of a presentation on? And I haven't asked Radada, I just thought I'd ask you first if that's something you would consider doing.
Sorry, the PIR?
No, the GDPR.
Oh, GDPR, yeah. Well, I am doing my project on it now. So you want something by Puerto Rico? anyway, well, yeah, I can make a short presentation on GDPR and what I know about ICANN's view on it. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, so I'll propose it if everyone's okay with that. Just from our side, it will be just a few minutes. I don't know how much time you'd need. I just thought I'll ask Renata if that's okay. She has, obviously, it's a joint thing, but I just thought that it would be really great if somebody from MPOG gives something, and that's a pretty – that's something we want to focus on as well, right? So
yeah,
it would make a really good – I mean, we have to start doing the things that we say we're going to do now. So how many minutes would you like – not remember that Milton is doing he's a keynote speaker. So it would be something along
right.
the lines of an informational thing. So 5 minutes or something like that. Would that work?
Yeah, five minutes is plenty.
Okay. All right. So
I got another session in Puerto Rico on the Open Data Initiative.
Okay.
So right. that's me.
Okay. All right, so that's great. Just that MPOC has a presentation as well. So,
yeah.
Yay! All right. So let's move on then. So the events. I started my crop report. I just have to finish it and send it off to Miriam. And I provided a link in the other document of the chair report. For the intersessional, if anyone wants to add anything to it, please do so, because NCUC is actually taking responsibility to put that together, but we can actually have input, so feel free to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
What's important in that for us is the key messages and the actions that came out of that. That, you know, obviously that's something we should take. Make sure they align with what we're doing. We're not taking on everything. We're taking on operational concerns. So anything that's in that, if somebody, the GDPR is the one thing that I saw that really has come out of everything. So that's what I notice. So we're in alignment
right.
with what they're doing, I guess is what I'm saying. So. So that's the intersessional. All right. Any questions so far? Just, you know, please interrupt.
I think we also need to, Ganga needs to make a report for the NCSG for the intersessional slot.
Yes. Yes, that would be, yes, because he's the EC representative, one of them, right? I am.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So, Ganga, I'm yet to do that. Can you tell us when you'll have it done? Ganga, can we expect that by next week, if please?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, like this time next week? Next Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, great.
We'll be done.
Okay. All right, good. Good point. All right. So ICANN 61, I try to put all the meetings that we have. I mean, I know that we have to be at the DNSOs and all the policy meetings, but these are the ones that we're particularly have to be at for MPOC. Any questions about that? I still have to do the constituency day. I've asked Martin; he'll be a presenter. And Sam, you won't be in Puerto Rico, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And nor is Ponsole or Olivier. So, all right. So for constituency day, we should be talking about GDPR, and of course, Juan, you have to let me know, but the booklet is ready to launch, so I thought that maybe you could, you and Agustina could do a presentation on that. Sam has his hand up, but Juan, if you could answer that in a minute. Go ahead, Sam. I'm just going to mute, so if there's a question.
Okay. Yeah. No, just talking about just one more item for constituency day. You may suggest that the constituents look at who the U.S. representative to GAC is and consider opening up a discussion with them. There is almost no communication between the GAC members and the civil society groups in their own countries, and that doesn't contribute to them coming to the meetings with a broader understanding of their position. Yeah, I think it would improve, if it could get everybody to do that, it would improve the dynamics of GAC's internal decision-making. So just even a sentence or two saying, this is the person there in Washington, we've got questions and issues about this stuff, you know, to deal with it as well. Did I lose everybody?
No, I was on mute, and it takes a second or so to unmute. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. If I'm clear, are you saying to the outreach meeting or just in general?
I'm saying in particular to the outreach meeting because the business community in many countries is in contact with their GAC representative, but the civil society element is not. And from what I can gather, GAC is really the internal decision making in there is people who don't understand the issues just defer to the powerful players. And we could do something to increase the awareness and engagement of GAC representatives from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, dealing with the U.S. GAC member is a bit difficult, but they should at least know that civil society is watching them.
Mm-hmm. And we should have a relationship with them anyway. So I'll mention that to Renata as well. So thanks for that. All right. Juan, you had your hand up before. Did we answer your question, or would you? It's down now, but.
Fine.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I have no questions.
Okay. Okay, Juan, did you still have something to say? Your hand is down, Joan. Oh, so, yes, Miriam, I'm going to ask Renato to consider having that because we do have our program. But to mention it to Renato to consider it for the outreach. That's the action. And I have it down as well. Okay. So one is not saying anything. Yes, to consider because we have a tight outreach agenda. But we do want to frame the events with information so that when the roundtable discussions happen, and that's why the GD asking her to consider both the MPOC and the GAC is important so that it's framed in a broad sense. So, yes. All right. Do we need to consider?
The action item, because I didn't quite get what you need to do.
I am going to ask her to consider mm-hmm. having a GAC member, the U.S. representative, I think was the suggestion, to speak at the outreach. But what I'm saying is asking her and discussing it doesn't mean it's going to be a decision because we have already finished the program, is all I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Sam here.
Yep.
Okay. Let me suggest reframing that strategy. The GAC members at the event will be unavailable to anybody to discuss anything of substance. What I'm talking about is for constituencies at home going after their own GAC member who is a member of their own national government. We, in Canada, we should be talking, who are part of MCSG should be talking to our GAC representative. In Britain, they should be talking to theirs and so forth. Getting them to say anything outside GAC other than past the pass the sugar at an ICANN meeting is virtually impossible. So it's just to get these stakeholders, to add being proactive toward their own GAC member. Most of the members don't even know who their GAC member is.
Mm-hmm.
Their national GAC member. So I'm talking about domestic engagement at home.
Yeah, so, okay. So not necessarily to speak, but that they know that there is such a person.
That if they know there's such a person, and that part of their mandate in trying to influence the security and stability of the domain name system within ICANN's remit is that they talk to that person, because that person, A, isn't involved in giving advice to ICANN through the GAC. And two, it's important for them to know who it is within their national governments that are engaging in global internet policy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just to come and spend a nice hour at a meeting with ICANN.
Right. Okay, so I have those written down, so that's great. Thanks for clarifying. All right. Much more than... That would be great for us to have that role anyway. So, Miriam, could you put the agenda up a little bit, please? Okay, so the two things I wanted to point out for the meetings in Puerto Rico, we already talked about the joint events. We had an outreach meeting that was a separate meeting for MPOC, but I think that what I suggested is that we have it as a planning meeting for the charter, for the website and the wiki content, because there's not much time otherwise. So I just took that arbitrarily, and I hope that was okay, because we were having the outreach meeting with NCUC anyway, and it would be just a repeat of whatever we did. So is everybody okay with that? I think what I understood from the last meeting is that we did not want to have another event. So that has been changed to a planning event. That's on the 10th.
Sounds good.
Yes, great. Well, that's the direction or gist of what I got from the last meeting. And then we have at 10:30 the same day, we're doing the joint event roundtable with NCUC. And that has gone very well. We've really worked well together, and I'm really happy to be having a collaborative relationship. And then we have the EC meeting the next day, which is the 11th, and Constituency Day. Now, I'm not quite sure where we have... Our EC meeting is a closed event, and then our Constituency Day meeting. So anybody that has any ideas about a speaker or someone that we should invite? Martin has agreed to come to give us a presentation on the GNSO. We'll obviously talk about our strategy for the rebranding, the charter. But if anybody thinks that there is something that we should be looking at, please let me know, because I'm going to do that agenda and finish it, send it by Monday so that we have that. So please let us know. Any questions regarding and travel, accommodations, all of that is cool with everyone? Yes.
Hi, Olivia, back again.
Sorry, Olivia, what was that? Oh, he wasn't talking to us. Okay. So the next one, then number three, if there are no questions, objections, or comments. Number three, election. This is a biggie. So the election usually happen in June. We've changed it in our new charter, but the old charter has a significant days that we have to adhere to. Who would like to take hold of this and do the election?
Hello.
Hello.
Is Ganga Parikar?
Hi.
I would like to take up the election issue.
Okay, so do you understand what to do? Because it's very important that the days and are adhered to. That's the thing.
Yeah, that we have to stick to the old charter, what is now available on record.
Yes.
And in that, what dates, what timelines are mentioned, and what is the requirement in the for the election process that we have to follow. Is that what I understand? Is that right?
Yeah, see, it needs someone that's a little bit more, Ganga, maybe you can help with it, but,
So what we'll do is, anybody who is volunteering for this, I will assist them.
Okay, so, because this is going to be, this is a, you know, this is a new MPOC, right? So we're trying to rebrand
yes.
it. So we want to make sure that everything, do you know what? Maybe I should lead it up and you can assist with me. How's that?
Yes, please.
Because I've done it, I think, 3 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And but this is particularly, I think this is particularly important because we want to be offering the new MPOC, right? We so it's the messaging is not it's not the same old thing. We want to be encouraging competition.
Yes.
So, okay, so I will put you down as.
I know you can put John will be doing that and Ganga will be assisting John.
Well, actually, it will end up being the committee. So, but I will ask you to do things. But Ganga, if you help me. You have to follow
okay.
through with the what's required. That's the thing. So I just want to point that out. Okay?
Yeah. But that will be from June.
Yeah, so it's I'll send, so read it and make sure that you understand it to help, but I will lead it up
if
that's okay with everyone.
Yes. Yeah. I'll do that. I'll visit the old charter now what is in force. And whatever is related to election, I will just go through it and understand and keep, make note of the dates and timelines and other issues.
Okay. All right. All right. So let's go to the our activities. And this is the part that I really want to focus on as we go forward is our work, because I think it's tremendous work and we're not sharing that, and so I really want to work with Juan and Raul to start to put our work on the website so that people see that we're not just meeting and it's that we've done substantial work and, you know, they can be proud of us to represent them. So I did get Poncelet's report, but I'll talk about mine. I kind of covered it in the action items. I did follow through with what I was asked to do. Let me go to my... Geez, I have too many things I have to do here. But anyway, I think that I followed through with all the things so far. But if there are any questions regarding my report, that I can answer. The one thing I wanted to ask, which I did not do according to Poncelet's report, was to submit the comments, and so it was my misunderstanding that I had to do that. I thought it was Poncelet, but it made sense. So Poncelet, I really apologize about that, and I will endeavor to do that when the comments have been submitted. So my apologies for your work and not having followed through. It certainly wasn't intentional, but now that I know, I will do it. So... any questions regarding... Did anybody read my report? I know I only sent it yesterday. But the two things that I see that... So I've talked about the not submitting the comments. I really apologize about that. The other thing is the our finances. So that money has not been paid, and I don't know if everybody remembered a few meetings ago, we said that our benchmark was the intersessional. So if Miriam could, or Sam first, could get, just give us a synopsis on what the communications has been. Now, I'm just going to ask a question. I thought the last communication we had with Rudy, it was on our side because the wrong bank account number was, there was a number that was incorrect. That I thought was the last communication. So, Sam, if you could speak to it, please. Go ahead.
Yes. The initial SWIFT numbers and transit numbers that the bank gave had one minor error, so we corrected those, and that was sent to Rudy about a year ago. The only update I can give you right now is based on the last 12 hours, because it's later in the day in Europe, is that attempts to reach Rudy by email have elicited no responses, none whatsoever. And so we are opening up a discussion. A discussion will be opened up with the ombudsperson's office, and some legal counsel is doing some pro bono looking at this to figure out what can be done. It might be a good idea. I will look through my various Rudy email addresses. He also has a Skype account, which some of you may still be linked to. It might be worth bugging him a bit to find out what happened, because at the point at which the funds should have been transferred over, there was more than enough to pay the bill owing to me. Originally, the decision to finance the impact to finance the event in Hyderabad was based on in part on the fact that Impact did have the money in its bank account to pay for it. That was the bad part. I just sent an email out in response to Raul's comments and saying, yes, the $600 that ICANN has agreed to cover, partly I may have been remiss there. They want a more formal invoice from me, which I'm just putting together and will send to Jean-Jacques Sahel, since it was his office that initially said, yes, they would contribute $600. What happened in both cases, for those of you who are new to this, is that by the time of the meeting in Hyderabad, neither the money from the INPOC account had not been delivered to Enomi, the private company's bank account that was providing banking financial services to the Digital Empowerment Foundation and was organizing the meeting. That money had not been transferred, and the ICANN money had not been transferred, but they needed the money because they had immediate expenses. So I was asked if I would advance the money, so I brought enough money to do that. I was about $20 short at the end, but could pay for the $600 I could pay in rupees. So anyhow, I covered the two bills, and I am hopefully going to be reimbursed. But where it stands with Rudy now is that we're trying to rouse them to get a response. Any questions?
So did I get this right, Raul Plummer, for the record? Did I get this right? So now we'd pursue ICANN for the $600 and Rudy for whatever money he owed NPOC. Is that correct?
That's correct, and I will pursue ICANN. The NPOC executive doesn't have to worry about that. That's just, we haven't settled that up, and it's probably been me distracted by other things. If I run into a problem there, I'll come back, but there should be no problem there. The problem is with Rudy's failure to transfer the balance of the NPOC bank account from Belgium to the new INPOC bank account in Canada.
Sounds good.
Hello, Sam.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the issue is D of New Delhi is settled.
Oh, yeah, no, they were paid on the day of the event. They were paid the big money, the $3,000 I paid them a couple of days before the event. And the day of the event, I paid the $600 that ICANN owed them but had not been able to handle through its financial processes yet. So, they have been happy since February 3rd, I mean November 3rd of two years ago. They're happy.
Okay, so we need not correspond anything with them now. That is
The worst that would happen is that I can't find a receipt and I ask them for a copy. Everything is okay in India.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Please don't tell Modi to chase me.
Because the guy, Mr. Sachin Ralhan, who was in charge there from DEF,
yes.
I'm not sure if he's still with DEF or moved out.
It does not matter, yeah.
If anything to be done with DEF, I will pursue that and get it done.
Yes, thank you. And my expectation is that nothing will be required.
Okay, thanks for the input.
Back to you, Joan.
Mary, yes. You also tried to...
Ponsley speaking. Can I make a comment?
Yes, go ahead, Ponsley.
Yeah, okay. I'm just a little bit... maybe I might be wrong. Does it have to be Sam calling him? Because this thing, I think, it should be escalated to ICANN level. I mean, because for Sam to be emailing him, we have been going back and forth, so Mayam can advise us how we go about it, because I think we should just leave it with ICANN to deal, because this has taken too long, because when we have been trying to deal with it, we have been trying to be polite and doing it okay on I know you basis, but it hasn't worked. So I think we should just allow ICANN to deal with it, how they will deal with it in an official session. That's my take.
Right, so that's what we're talking about. What's the action? So, let us wait a bit. I agree. I honestly don't know if it's ICANN's issue. It's an MPOC issue, to be honest. So, what I would like to suggest is...
Okay, constituency of ICANN.
So, Mariam, I see that you said that you will call Rudy.
Joan, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we are not a legal entity standing alone. We are not a legal entity standing alone. MPOC is a constituency of ICANN.
Yeah. Okay, Sam, go ahead.
So it can't be an MPOC issue.
Yeah.
Sam, for the record, I agree with Ponceler, and I think what we can do now is just wait a little bit, because we are consulting initially with the ombudsperson's office just about immediately, and you'll have an assessment of what the next moves might be. The only one I would support is Mariam trying to call Rudy to see, just inquiring on behalf of both ICANN and MPOC to see where things stand. I think that's an appropriate short-term thing. The rest we need to wait a little bit while we get more information.
So you will call him? Is that what you or?
No, I'm suggesting that the only person who should call him directly now is Mariam on behalf of MPOC. And it, I will wait until we get some feedback from both legal and the ombudsperson's office before I advise.
Ready?
No. We started physically trying to reach Rudy yesterday.
No. I mean the ombudsman and legal.
No, the ombudsman is going to be approached today or tomorrow. I'm not sure. The initial approach is not through me.
Okay. So who will do that?
Well, just wait. I will report back. I have people outside our circle who are trusted and confidential in dealing with this to begin with.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then you'll let us know. Okay. I just wanted to know that it's, you know, clear who's going to do it. Okay, great. So the actions.
No, I will keep the executive committee fully informed and Miriam fully informed so that no wires get crossed.
Right. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So then back to the chair report. So we have those actions. Miriam's going to call Rudy, and Sam will report back to us what has transpired through the various means that he's doing, right? That's the gist of it? Okay, so good. The next thing that was on, these are committee members' actions. Raul, you weren't able to integrate the Trello to the MBOC website. Am I correct?
Yes, we'd need Zapier to do it properly so that we'd actually see all the cards on our site, like embedded.
Okay.
And Zapier costs a little bit. So, and we also have for our website, we also have to pay for the hosting,
mm-hmm.
both for the last year that I paid for and
okay.
the coming year. And the coming year is going to be more expensive because that was the deal, basically. Like,
right.
I mean, we can change the host as well, but it's about 55 euros. So I think since we got something like, I don't know, 7,000 or 9,000 just for the website,
right.
I think that we can just pay it.
Right. So, I can pay it and then get reimbursed if it's an issue. So here's what I'm going to suggest, Raul.
Uh-huh.
I would really like to talk, in addition to the charter, the planning meeting, maybe things like what you've just said, what we have to address for the website, unless the website needs to be paid for, the hosting paid for immediately.
It's not that urgent. It's like in the next month.
Okay, so then that we put all the items down so that we can then focus on the website. How's that? Including getting a contractor to work on it. Something?
Yes, and I'll try and see like what's the kind of professional plugins and things we could use for the website that ICANN would be paying for. I mean, at the moment we're hardly using any of that, but 9,000 budget.
Right. All right. Great. Okay. So next one, Ponsole, did you have anything to say about the policy committee or any advice? Do you have any comments that we should be reviewing? So we should always have what I would like to see is maybe drafted comments that's included in the agenda so that we can be reviewing it and saying to you yes or change this or whatever and then submit it. That's what I would like to see if that's possible and if there are any comments to be made. But anyway, go ahead if you have something to say about the your policy report.
John, I mean, all the policy stuff, as you can see from my report that I've been doing, they've been coming directly under NTSG, which I've been commenting, like the current one I am working on is the... ongoing is the NCSG comments for draft procedures. But the one specific to MPOC that we have to respond, specific to MPOC, that's the CC WG diversity subgroup questionnaire, which I completed, and normally I just follow the format that has been happening since you became chair. That, as Raul suggested initially when you came on board, that you do stuff, you share it on Google Docs, and I shared it on Google Docs, and still now I'm waiting for comments to finalize them, and you send it off, because I felt when you had a good number of you in the session, you people have just looked at it and said, okay, we delete this, we add this, and then it's finalized.
Right.
So, but it's taking more than 2 weeks now that I've done that, and nothing has come up from it.
Right. Okay, so might I ask if you could just resend the link and that everyone goes to it and comment on it, and then we can submit it if everybody is in agreement. And before it's sent, I will put it up by email or Skype, saying this is what we're going to submit, and then everybody can agree. How's that? Yes? So could you please resend it, Pansela, if you don't mind?
What I will do for easier, since people check the Skype more than the email, I will just go and copy and paste the link on the Skype.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
Or I will forward it?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, I think I covered everything from my report. Anyone? I did work with Juan for the a number of promotional items, but we did do that. Any report on membership? How many members do we have? Ganga, you didn't submit a report, but if you could do that in the future, that would be great. But do we have any increase in membership since the intersessional?
Yes. There are a couple of applications that we need to go through and finalize. Hello?
Hello. Go ahead. Sorry. And if you could speak up a little.
Yeah, there are some applications we need to go through and take a decision.
Okay.
I've gone through them, and most of all are in place. I approve all of them, but I need to send a reference to all of you about those new applications.
Yeah. So if you could work on your membership, you know, every month, and have something like, well, you've got the template. But, here are the new members, and maybe we can have a link to their website, and so we can put that on the website so that there is some recognition of our members. So I'll expect that for next meeting, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, great. Okay, Olivier. Monitoring Skype. Olivier? Is he still on? Doesn't look like he's still on. But it is not for the record. There has been no update on Skype since we were in Abu Dhabi. So, Olivier, do you have anything to say about the update? He's on the phone. Maybe he's on mute. If you are speaking, you may be on mute. But go ahead. Okay. Well, Olivier, I have to say I'm very disappointed that the Skype actions have not been done, because it's a relatively easy job once the template was created. So could you please at least, so that, you know, keeping track of our conversations and actions is very important for us to get things done. And it's been like 6 months without any any updates at all. So, you know, if you could do that, I've gone through it and make sure that we are any conversations so that we are addressing them. But that's something that I thought you would be doing. So, anyway, let's move ahead. We've got the financial report done. Any other comments regarding our activities or anything that we should be focused on in terms of one of the things that I have to say that I have to do is, according to responsibility, is work more on the board and CSG as a whole. So I will endeavor to do that. So, one thing at a time, anyway. Okay, anything else? Activities. All right, let's go.
I just need some. This is Ganga for Rikard. This is about intersessional report. I need to just make the 2 days how NPOC has involved in this intersessional, the discussions and what the outcomes are. That's what the report is required to be about. Right?
Yeah, we talked about that already, so we'll be expecting that next week.
Okay.
Okay, Miriam, could you just bring the agenda up a bit, please? Thank you. Whoop. Okay. So we've talked about the policy statements already, and Ponsole is going to send us the link. Anyone in any working groups or any representations for at all that they'd like to talk about, or any ones that we should be considering putting our resources, limited resources in? I want to say congratulations to Sam. He's agreed to be on the Finance Committee representing MPOC, which is fantastic. Thank you, Sam. Anyone else? No, I'm probably going to look. Sam, go ahead.
Thank you, Mary. Sam, for the record, the NPOC Finance Committee has been just a little bit less active than the NPOC Finance Committee. The NCSG. The NCSG Finance Committee has no money, has no trigger, other than a shared effort at meetings when Ed Morris has trying to organize it last year. It's there with a blank slate. And so any advice that you have, I've asked NCSG itself to figure out what the mandate and work agenda should be for that finance committee.
Okay.
The only thing that we've said we won't do is go out and find money.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the finance committee's responsibility. But what it is yet to be determined. There's extensive literature about what it is, how it's composed, and so forth in the NCSG charter, but that has little bearing on the reality of the committee over the past decade or so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have to say there.
Okay, great.
Any
questions? I was talking about the NCSG Finance Committee, by the way.
That's what I mean, the NCSG Finance Committee.
Right, okay.
It has no it has no history.
Right.
it has the same balance as the NPOC one.
Oh, dear. This is not the kind of comparisons we need. But at least we're in line.
you've been brought up to date.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks. Any other working group representations? No?
Yes. Presently, the working groups I'm involved in, the INGO and, of course, the UGTLDs, things are going on fine there. And you'll notice that within the standing committee, we just elected, we just elected a representative, Navis, which I'm representing. I'm as part of the MSU with Renata and Rafik. And right now, we are also going to review the standing committee charter. So what we are about doing now, apart from the admission of NAPI into the position, that we've got consensus for him to sit on the SSR throughout it. That's now NAPI being the lawyers. So that's what I'm working on, and apart from the drafts I've just completed on public consultations from the community GTL this future, I'm waiting on other people in the NCSG to policy to make comments. That is big time work. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay, any questions? Comments? Nothing? Okay. Business arising. Okay, so I think I talked a little bit about, you know, really showcasing what we've done, and I think having the new website, but we can start now actually posting it to the website, but I think this is where we need to be. The two things go forward that I see that needs to happen is the marketing or promotion, and the increased comments. Those are the two main activities for the next, what I call the next period. So we have to identify which working groups that align with the four issues that we have identified, because those are the ones that we should be participating in, because those are operational concerns. We can't just arbitrarily go to a working group. I mean, we can on our own, but we need to really be having our pulse on those issues. We did have a couple of people that agreed to work with us from the IGF. I think his phone is on.
John, I'm guessing I've just asked the operator to mute Olivia's line or ask him to mute it.
Okay,
thank
great,
you.
Thanks. So Anna and Julie from Fiji had applied for membership, but she applied through her work, and she was denied. Her and I had a great discussion about this. I suggested to her that she should be applying through to represent ISOC from Fiji. So she's doing that. I'm not sure if she submitted it, but that's what she's doing at the moment. She's also bringing on someone that is an expert in cyber security as an alternative to help us as well, and she really wants to become involved in MPOC. So we've got those two people. Destiny, we've got to find a place for him. Again, these are for the policy and working group. So those are sort of the things that I see as our next focus. Anything else that you think we should? It's major importance that we have to focus on. Anyone other than what we've talked about?
I just want to emphasize that this consultation that I've shared now again with you all on the community consultation process to review the current fellowship program, I think it's very important for everybody to go through what I've written, because as you can see, those of you who are on the ICANN Facebook various and ICANN Facebook and posts, you will notice that a lot of former fellows have been talking about budget cuts and people ICANN wanting to scrap the fellowship program. I don't think that's the case. I just felt it was necessary for ICANN to get from stakeholders what exactly has been beneficial from the fellowship. So I think it's something. There's a lot of noise going about it now, so I think it's important for MPOC to make a comment. Although personally, we have not, I've not seen any. I know Olivia went on a fellowship some time ago, but I've not really seen any young person join from the fellowship into ICANN because I'm into MPOC, who was the fellow, and then the organization joined into MPOC because, as you know, most of the fellows, they come, a lot of them come from government, a lot of them come from academia. So maybe it's something we do have to push to see that we have if fellowship stays, believe it or maybe in a different format, that we also have civil society should be represented in the fellowship society doing stuff like the lady from Fiji now, for example, you mentioned, or the Internet Society, all those sort of people that want to attract this, and some of them might not be able to get opportunity to travel, except maybe they can, something is held in their own country, but the only way we can get some people that represent NGOs to attend these meetings through the fellowship. And over the years, I've tried to go through all the fellowships, and since MPOC existence, I know for certain that there have been very, very few people that have come from civil society and have joined any constituency to appeal, and especially MPOC. You have a lot of individuals from academics. I think NCUC have been the biggest beneficiaries of the fellowship program, and that's why you'll notice that most of the people complaining are NCUC members who have come to the fellowship program. But for us, we are what happened. It's something we have to try to push our message ahead. I don't know whether you do agree with my point. Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely thank you. We certainly haven't benefited from that program at all. And I guess some input into that would be good as well. Now, I did some analysis of the fellowship program, and it's interesting to note, you know, I'm not a fan of some of the programs that were developed, the onboarding, the fellowship. They were sort of dumped on us as you come on board or else, which I dislike that whole approach. And now it's coming back to haunt us. We have to deal with it. But the fellowship, it's really interesting that how many people got sponsored 2 to 4 times, the same person. And how is that possible that the same people were getting sponsored, and where are they? You know, the numbers are so small, and certainly MPOC did not benefit. Now, that's partly our fault, I think. I agree with you, Pontele. We really do have to make sure that civil society is represented, and MPOC benefits from that program, whatever the existing, how it will end up being. So, yes, I agree. Okay, anything else? Anyone? No hands up. One other issue I'd like to clear answer about results of fellowship. Yes. Okay. Sure. Thanks, Juan. One thing I wanted to point out is there were two questions. One was in the intercessional, and one was on the NCSG. It doesn't matter what it is, but what I want to point out is that we need to, as a constituency, know what ICANN does or doesn't do. So there was a question around, you know, policing and internet connectivity, and so the community responded, and they were both MPOC members. That's not what ICANN does. I think we need to understand what ICANN does. So I'm going to encourage everyone to read the ICANN remit, and I mean, Sam has always said this. We need to make sure that we understand the very focused remit that ICANN has. So if I could ask that, you know, please understand what ICANN does. And I, the same as me, you know, but asking the question.
Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, it's Ponslade.
Go ahead.
Yes, it's Ponslade.
Hi, Ponslade. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to, yes, thank you. I just wanted to add to, understanding what ICANN does. I think right from the onset. I remember back in the day when we had MPOC started, when I was with the membership secretary then, what is important to do when you get new members, and work with the chair, the membership secretary working with the chair, just sending a brief about what ICANN does and a brief about what MPOC does.
Right.
Because it's important, because if we, like what you just mentioned, that such questions were asked at the intersession, and it's very embarrassing. It means in-house, collectively, we have not done our job. So if you're a membership secretary, you deal with members joining, the best thing to do is maybe if you want to make a webinar about knowing ICANN or getting information about ICANN so that new members will know, or you educate yourself better about it, or you ask the former membership and check what they what they do. Like when I joined with Mary Laurie, I worked with Mary Laurie, what exactly were you doing? What am I to know? Who do I have known some of these things based on my stuff with internet governance? So it's really very important, I think. I wasn't there, but I followed some sessions at the intersessional, but I think it shouldn't be coming from any constituency member to know what ICANN does. And for us, civil society people read a lot, though I'm surprised that that happened. But to make it not happen again, maybe you that were out, you were former membership chair, Joan, you should help Ghana develop Know ICANN for new MPOC members.
I agree. It needs to be really, really something that everyone understands. And one of the things that we've addressed in terms of that is the beginner's guide with the booklet. You know, what does ICANN do? What is MPOC? And I just wanted to point that out, that we need to have a clear understanding so that when we're speaking, that we're not misstepping at all. So just wanted to point that out. Okay, that's all I have to say. Does anyone have anything to say or comments? Or we are wrapping up quite early, so that's fantastic. Any comments?
I'd like to add, who are all those going? Sorry, Raul, talk. I will wait.
I did not get that question.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to remind everyone that who were in intersessional in LA that we all got a section of the charter for us to check, so that the section that a person of the XCOM was allocated, we should check that it has everything that was in the old charter. If it doesn't, we need to discuss that next week in our charter meeting. And when should we have that meeting? Would Wednesday be good again at this time?
It will be good for me. Is that good for everyone? This is for a charter meeting. Wednesday is good? Okay, no objections.
Sorry, Raul, which Wednesday? No, sorry, please. I want to know which Wednesday, Raul, honestly speaking.
Yes, next Wednesday, so that's the 28th of February.
Okay. The same time, 1 p.m.?
Yeah, that's good, so that everybody knows the time.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And Miriam, you'll send out an invite, please? Great. No objections? Everyone's on board? Any other comments?
Yes, please speaking.
Clarify quickly, Raul, you want us to look through it before that meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, I'll look through my section again. Any other comments? Okay, well, Miriam, I'd like to call this meeting to a close.
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, response late.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to find out who are all those going for to Puerto Rico, and whether you have started. I know we couldn't do anything in South Africa, but whether plans. I know there was plans to work with NTUC for an outreach in Puerto Rico. Whether you have placed plans for that, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's too early to check, but I said I should check. I should ask.
Sure. We talked about that earlier, but I think you were down when we were talking about it. So it's myself, Raul, and Juan for MPOC, and Ganga representing NCSG, or being sponsored by NCSG, so the four of us are going. We have the outreach with NCUC, a constituency meeting, an XCOM meeting, and a planning session. So in addition to attending the policy meetings. Is that what you were asking?
Yes. Good enough. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Same section. Okay, so Raul has done some instructions for the charter meeting. Raul, if I could suggest, just send that in an email to the people who are responsible for those, so that they also, so those who are not, like Martin was not, is not on the call, and just send that out as an email with the link to both versions to everyone, if that's okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. All right. So our next meeting will be in Puerto Rico. And hopefully everyone will be able to join us that's not there, like you, Ponsole, and Sam. And so if nothing else, and Miriam won't be there. So I think that's it then, guys. laugh out loud. So I'd like to call this meeting to a close then.
Thank you very much, everyone, for attending the call. Thank you, John, for chairing the call. Please, you may stop the recording and disconnect all lines. Thank you very much for the